This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lifetime, the cable network loved and laughed at for its over-the-top dramatic movies, is poking a little bit of fun at itself. They're advertising a new movie called A Deadly Adoption, starring Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell. It's expected to be a campy, over-the-top spoof of the Lifetime movie genre. But there is a marketing challenge there, right? Because how exactly do you pull that off without alienating fans of the real thing? Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on it.
What is it about those salacious, outrageous Lifetime movies that keep us coming back for more? Well, they're kind of awesome. Take this trailer for the new high school thriller, Double Daddy.
I got the blood results back. I'm for sure pregnant.
I'm pregnant, too.
He doesn't love you.
Emily Newman's been a Lifetime movie fan for a long time.
From the crazy baby-stealing ones to the kidnapping stories to the romance ones.
She's also an art professor at Texas A&M University Commerce, and she's writing a book on Lifetime. She says there's something about the Lifetime brand of drama and camp that she loves. And the Will Ferrell spoof, she's excited.
Most Lifetime viewers are in on the joke. I mean, we know we're watching these movies that can be just sort of ridiculous and terrible and over the top. And that's part of the fun of it.
This does, it seems, raise another important question.
I mean, how do you parody a parody?
That's David Isaacs. He's a professor at the USC School of Cinematic Arts and the co-head of the Comedy at SCA initiative. The trick to pulling it off, he says, is just playing it dead on, straight ahead. But he thinks regardless of the quality of A Deadly Adoption, Lifetime's already scored.
When you're competing with so many other broadcast entities, cable, pay, this gives them an absolute promotional bonanza, I would suppose.
Which probably deserves its own scream. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.